This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Across the country, it's a rite of passage. At high school graduations, students are talking about their hopes and their dreams.
The famous movie director Steven Spielberg once said, "I dream for a living." Unlike Spielberg, though, I do not dream for a living. I dream in order to live each and every day. I dream simply. I dream inside of the box, I dream outside of the box, and I dream big.
That's Demetrius Pegues. He's a graduating senior at Elkhart Central High School in Elkhart, Indiana. Lately, Elkhart has gotten national attention for its unemployment rate. It's almost 20%. Independent producers Dan Cullison and Elizabeth Meister asked seniors at the school to describe how they feel about graduating in tough times.
My name is Randy Belt. I'm 18 years old. My stepdad's been affected by the economy real bad. He got fired at a job he started working at when he was 18 years old. My mom's been laid off on and off.
Well, my name is Ivan Aguilar. My father lost his job like a month ago. He got laid off. The job that he lost was like a factory job. He had that job for like 16 years.
My name is Demetrius Pegues, and as you may know, I'm from Elkhart, Indiana. My dad just got laid off sometime last month. And then also my grandmother, his mom, she got laid off several times, and I had to help her file for unemployment for the first time in my life on the internet.
I'm Erica Madrigal. I'm 17. I mean, we're just all scared. Like, my dad will come home and he'll say, you know, somebody who's been working at this company for 20 years just got fired, and he gets worried about that, and we all worry about that.
It's been confusing growing up through this whole thing. Like, when I was younger, the economy wasn't so bad, but as I got older, into my teenage years, the economy started going downhill and everybody started freaking out, and I was just wondering what was going on and why my stepdad stopped working and why my mom wasn't working and then was working.
My name is Anna Davila and I'm 18 years old. Some of my friends, their parents have lost their jobs, and you don't really want to talk about it because it's kind of embarrassing that it's economic times, your parents don't have a job, so you're not going to have gas money to go places unless you have a job of your own. So it's very important to have a job as a high school teenager, because if your parents lose their job in a big business or anything, then you're just not going to be able to go anywhere because they don't have money to support you.
My name is Joey Casella. I've heard kids who have said, man, my parents really want me to find a job now, and they tell me all these places they've applied to and there's nowhere hiring.
I have tried getting a job, but I haven't been very successful. I tried McDonald's and I tried a couple of restaurants.
I feel like I have to work when I get out of high school just so I can help support my family. It adds more pressure on me just thinking about the future when I do have a family of my own and how I'm supposed to support them through this whole economic issue.
Well, my mom was scared. But then my father was talking about it, how it's going to be all right. Nothing's going to affect us, not now, so no pressure now, no worries. He mentions my name, that we got me working. I work at Hacienda over at Easy Shopping Place in front of Walmart. I cook food. I give my mom money, my parents, and I'm worried about going to college.
I have thought about it, and I am scared of not being able to go to college because I might get stuck in the workforce, but I'm trying to push myself forward to go to college and stay determined to do it.
I'm sure things will start to turn for the better after these next 4 years while I'm in school. I plan on studying business management or entrepreneurship.
My name is J.D. Riggs, going into the Marines, hopefully going into the Marines. As a Marine, I'll always be paid, always have a job, always have a place to go. I always have people to help me out, kind of thing. Seeing that I have to work in Elkhart, you know, really makes me want to be a Marine.
If I can't go out there and find a good nursing job, then I'll probably come back to Elkhart because I know that there's always a need for nurses. Even if it's not in a big city, I can come back and work in Elkhart too and be close to my family.
I plan on attending Vincennes University, and I wanted to study journalism, but since I heard that there was sort of a decline
in that field right now. I think I would probably go into a field of broadcasting or communications.
And so I decided to go to South Bend, Ivy Tech. Now I'm going to go for auto mechanic. I like working on cars.
I think if we can bring jobs back to this area, Elkhart can return to where it was maybe like 9 or 10 years ago, where you can come home from college or you can come home from break and you can go right into a factory job if that's what you wanted to do.
I'll always have pride for Elkhart. It's my hometown. It's where I grew up. You don't really think about the bad things that happen. You think about the good things that happened in Elkhart that give you your pride.
Our pride in Elkhart has grown and has become stronger because we want to do better and want to show the world that we're going to be able to do something out of this.
Graduating high school seniors in Elkhart, Indiana, talking to independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister.